So we start now. So the whole basis of classification is Shraddha or the faith. In fact, page 56, the first verse which is quoted on page 56 is Shraddhavan Janahai Bhakti Adhikari Uttama Madhyam Kanisht Shraddha Anusari. Shraddha Anusari means based on Shraddha or faith, we have three categories. Many people do not want too much serious Krishna consciousness because they know Krishna will take away everything. So they do not want to serious practice of Krishna consciousness. Many people even come to Krishna consciousness, get initiated, they say, no, we don't want to become too serious. That would be a problematic thing. Krishna will take away everything. Too much involvement is not good. So Shraddha Anusari, who loves Krishna, he will sacrifice everything for the sake of holy name. And who wants to give distance, he will take chances. So Uttama Adhikari is, again, faith is very strong. But we'll discuss one by one all points. Not interested in blaspheming others. I remember one time one devotee asked this question to one of the senior leaders of his convent. We always read in the morning 10 offenses to the holy name. And all these years I thought, okay, 10 offenses one should not commit. But after so many years I realized I am always in the trap of all those offenses. You know? It is like when you understand the power of holy name, then you understand what Krishna meant, what it is said in Padma Purana that to consider chanting of Hare Krishna as an imagination. I never actually understood the potency. I was always imagining I was. It will be powerful, but I never understood what power it has. So I was always in the trap of offenses. That's why I was inattentive. We'll always discuss his holy name. Like I was thinking, you know, His Holiness Jayaprakash Maharaj. He's traveling and preaching in such sickness. What is that? I remember one time I saw a movie. Long time, 20 years back, I don't remember the exact scene. But I remember a vague scene that behind the, let's say, glass thing, behind the glass, one woman is trying to tell her child something. Child is inside. And the woman is shouting and screaming, but the glass is absolutely soundproof. And child cannot hear anything. And if I don't know if you've seen the movie, I don't know what that movie was. I just vaguely remember one scene that is happening, and this mother is trying to tell the child of some danger, but nothing can be heard. You know, mundane sound, nothing can be heard, means it is useless. Mother's all expressions too, making all the expressions, do like this, what is the point? Doesn't make sense only. It should be heard. Then I was thinking, like Maharaj was after all the serious problem and you know he got the stroke. Now he's traveling and sometime you see, now recently I didn't hear him speaking, but when I heard him speaking sometime back, hardly or anything you can understand what he's saying. But that vigor of preaching is so powerful that he's trying to tell something to everyone. It's like, you know, somebody who has understood something after so many years of experience is telling, you know, this is real process. Prabhupada has given us a real process. Holy name is real. Now, he is not giving any charismatic class. His language you can highly understand. And so many things, you know. From a mundane point of view, there is no charisma, there is no language. Silence and pray for him. So we are talking about chanting, and we are talking about a person who really dedicated his life for chanting, absolutely for chanting. So that's the point, you know, they are giving us this message that something, it's like I was telling that Maharaj, if this, you know, in this situation is trying to say something. It's like that mother outside is trying to tell the child, please listen, there is danger. So sometimes one may not listen, you know, because the speech may not be, you know, in terms of very clear what he is trying to say. But the very fact he is trying to say something means he is desperate to tell something. Like I always quote this, sometimes you find speakers, you know, some very senior devotees, they really go at the peak of their voice, you know, start shouting and screaming, too, like in the lecture they really go into high pitch, you know. It's like somebody trying to tell us, take it seriously. This is really nectar. This is success. Preaching. Tell others about Krishna consciousness. So that's why Uttam Adhikari absolutely just want to give. And that also, when he's not able to do this service, he wants to do because he's so overpouring with compassion that he wants to tell. Please become serious about it. So that's most desirable. Heart is completely clean. Actually, I was just going to sing that song because these four verses we covered. I was about to sing O Vaishnava Thakur, so I think we should sing now and we can dedicate to. It's okay? I probably, I don't know. Maybe you sing a devotee, can guide, I don't know. Is the right thing to do? So we can, if you can distribute something.
Se corona corri. पद छाया शुभ हे माया तुम्हार चरण धोरी गुण देहो दासे छय वेग दोमि छय दोष शोधि छय गुण देहो दासे छय सत संग दिहो हे आमारे बुझी संगे रो आसे छय सत संग देहो हे आमार बुझे छी संगे रासे एकाकी आमार नाही पाए बल हरि नाम संकीर्तने एकाकी आमार नाही पाय बल हरि नाम संकीर्तने তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধানে
কৃষ্ণা সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
কৃষ্ণা সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
কৃষ্ণা সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আছে
কৃষ্ণা সে তোমার
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ভাই তব পাছে পাছে
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ভাই
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ভাই তব পাছে পাছে
আমি তো কঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ভাই তব পাছে পাছে
বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়ার সাগর ইদাসে করুণা করি Vaishnava, O ocean of mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions. Rectify my six faults. Bestow upon me the six qualities and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the Sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I am simply your servant, running behind you shouting, Krishna, Krishna. So has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. Seriously engaged in the service of the Lord, strictly follow the regulative principles, chanting the prescribed number of rounds and japa beads, always thinking how to expand Krishna consciousness movement. Understood the holy name and of the Lord as identical, and able to convert many fallen souls to Vaishnavism. So in a sense, fixed on the holy name, heart is very clean, never criticizes anyone. What to talk of outside people, what to talk of the seniors, equals, but even the juniors never criticize. Like Sri Prabhupada, one of his sannyasi disciples, he gave up sannyas. He sent sannyas danda by post. He could not face. How can I face? I gave up sannyas. Another disciple who was next to Prabhupada saw it, made a big rumor out of it, told everyone what happened, he gave up sannyas, telling, making a whole rumor out of it. Sri Prabhupada got so upset. Why you are making a big scene out of it? Why you are telling everyone? And what happened in few days, that person also left. So those who point out fingers are the ones who leave the earliest. So, never. Another, you know, one of his sannyasis, Sudama Vipra, I think, Maharaj, he was in Hawaii. He left. He was not even able to follow the principles. And, he left, Hawaii was in no proper shape, many things were going wrong. He asked Sri Prabhupada whom to appoint. Oh, you can, only person who can rectify the situation is Sudama Vipra Maharaj. That's his name, Sudama Vipra, or that's only Sudama? Sudama Maharaj. So he is telling only he can rectify. Okay, call him back. He is called back, he is sent back to Hawaii, rectify the situation, come back, again for them. Again left. Sri Prabhupada was never critical. Whatever way, whoever can be engaged in service of Krishna, absolutely uncritical. Yes, Prabhupada.
There was one story about this particular, I can't remember who was there, disciple. He committed an offense and he was asked to go to the jail. And he came and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm leaving. So Prabhupada, he was waiting to see whether what is Prabhupada's response. Prabhupada doesn't ask, perfectly all right. So after Prabhupada is walking and Prabhupada was, where are you living? See, I am going to the jail. So you got gone. Prabhupada is going to chastise him. Prabhupada looked at him and said, okay, Krishna was also born in the jail. He lied, you know. And then he was so worried, Prabhupada, what Prabhupada, the next question Prabhupada is going to ask is whether, why you are going to the jail, you know. So he sold drugs. So he was so worried and thinking that Prabhupada will not ask this question. After some time, Prabhupada asked, why are you going to the jail? That's it. Prabhupada, That's okay. Even I also sold drugs.
He had a pharmacy.
Charge.
Yeah. That was Shyamasundar Prabhu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really very, how humorous, you know. I also sold drugs. That was beautiful. Yeah, thanks for reminding that. That's really beautiful. So heart is completely clean. He also used to criticize his god brothers. One of his god brothers, he would always say, black snake. He's a black snake. He would call. Can you imagine, in his books, he writes against his god brothers. These books are internationally going to be published. You know? And it's going to be not one, not two, not few years, it's going to be thousands of years. Amazing! I mean, he just writes whatever is in the heart, you know, he just prints it. He's writing, you know, here he's criticizing his god brothers. And then in Bhagavatam, you know, Tulsi Maharani, glorifying Tulsi Maharani. So, and our very dear disciple Govinda Dasi brought Tulsi Maharani to the West in 4th canto, you know. So whatever is in the heart, so pure, it just transparent, comes out directly. That is one sign of purity, simple and straightforward. Whatever is in is out, out is in, it's all same. No, out is not in, whatever is in is out. So, the point is, so Srila Prabhupada is amazing, you know. So he got brother, he used to call it black snake. So he's always telling, you know, he's a black snake, this and that. And then some of his disciples, so one day he overheard his disciples talking about the black snake. Two disciples talking, you know, black snake. You know that black snake, Maharaja, whatever. So Prabhupada says, what are you saying? You cannot say that, I can say that. He's my god brother, we have that relationship. You can't call him black snake like that, you know. That is very inappropriate. It's not etiquette. And then after few days he left body. That god brother. And Srila Prabhupada said he has gone back to God. So they are saying, how can you say that? You said he's a black snake. He says, all that is just to protect you from influences which I do not want to enter into ISKCON. Otherwise, he's a pure soul. He's Krishna's pure devotee. So his heart is not with envy, but it's a different relationship with God brothers, Prabhupada God brothers. But said, you cannot say that. Always thinking how to expand Krishna consciousness. I think it was Shruta Kirti Prabhu, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just recollecting now, that he is he's sleeping next to Prabhupada, or Harishwari Prabhupada, he's sleeping next to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada in the middle of night wakes him up, why you are sleeping? He says, it's time to sleep, so much service to do, so much service, you know. So always thinking how to expand Krishna consciousness movement, constant meditation. Any other pastime you remember? I found, I can't recall, I had so many things in mind, you know. Always thinking how to expand Krishna consciousness. Any other pastimes? Anybody remember?
I was reading this, what Veenavese, folio.
Yes.
There was this chronology of all Prabhupada's activities from the time he went to the Western world.
Yes, yes, there's a chronology, yeah.
You see all the chronology, there was not even a time that Prabhupada actually rested.
Yeah.
Just go down. Every other day there was some engagement.
Yes. Amazing, that fire was so strong to preach, to deliver. Always thinking how to expand Krishna constant movement. So he would, anything, other point is there? No. So that was his only desire, you know, to convert and not to criticize anybody, just fan his spark, somehow link him to Krishna. Never criticize anyone. His disciples fell down. One of the disciples don't come in front of him, doesn't come in front of him. So he's telling, how can I come? Lord Chaitanya rejected Chota Haridas, will you also reject? So how can I reject you? Something says, Lord Chaitanya can do that, but I need all of you. Something like that, right? I need all of you. How will I continue without all of you? Very compassionate. But when it came to danger on the institution, when institution is challenged, that he cannot take. Like in the beginning, in 70 or 71, I don't know, four of his disciples started preaching, you know, Prabhupada is God. Prabhupada is God. And even before that, in 68, 69 sometimes, his position was challenged. Whatever he was saying, it was not respected. Letters are coming, some disciples sending him letters, and his letters are being screened. Then, on Rath Yatra, he told, I want to go and sit on the cart there. So he said, no, no, Prabhupada, you cannot sit. You are sick. You cannot sit. It is not good for you. So he is pressurized. You cannot do that. He enters his room. He found his photograph upside down, not properly kept. His new book comes from printing. His full name is not written. Shri Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is missing, I think, only A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami or something like that. Something like that. Srila is, and Prabhupada is also not. So he is getting very, he can understand that something is going wrong in the society. And then he realizes all those four people who are involved, you know, in manipulating the whole thing. He gives them sannyas. The first time I heard this, I could not sense, you know. He wants to punish them or reward them. He gave them sannyas. He said, if they will preach, they will get purified. So send them for preaching. One other problem started. He went for preaching, four sannyasis started preaching Srila Prabhupada is God. But God is so angry. Today you are calling Srila Prabhupada, Guru is God, tomorrow you become Guru, you become God. Maya is infiltrated. He said, immediately move out of the ISKCON. He threw them out of ISKCON. So very angry institution is challenged. Went in front of the Lord in Los Angeles, prayed to the Lord. With so much difficulty, I came and established this movement in the West. How much I went through just to see all this, and finally the movement failed. He prayed like that, and he came to India. 10 years passed. 1977, last month, or maybe January, I don't know what time. He's sitting in his room, and he's telling Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He said, something, he says, he really appreciates the mercy of Krishna. He says, I remember that when all these problems happened, I came to India. It was a perfect plan of Krishna. If it would not have been the mercy of Krishna, today we would not have Bombay, Vrindavan and Mayapur. Because he came to India that time, all the three projects started. India preaching started, I think, something like that. India preaching started. So his attention shifted from LA to India. And then he's remembering that connection. That because that happened in 1970, I came to India and the India project started. So he's remembering that. So like that, he was very careful not anything should happen to the institution. Uttam Adhikari. Then, throughout the purport, different quotes come on initiation. What initiation is? Specifically, you will see on page number 51, we'll add this point. Two verses are quoted here from C.C. Antarila and Bhakti Sandarbha. I will read from the points here. A person by which devotee becomes attached to Krishna, the time when a devotee fully surrenders to service of the Lord and Krishna accepts him as good as he himself. By Diksha there is gradually disinterested in material enjoyment. That is Prabhupada says, sense gratification, Krishna consciousness go ill together. So gradually disinterest in material enjoyment, that is Diksha. So process by which a devotee becomes attached to Krishna, that is Diksha. So Prabhupada gives the example, you know, of his American and European disciples. I think it comes here. 51st page, last paragraph. We have seen many practical examples. Many students who come to us from rich and respectable families quickly lose all interest in material enjoyment and become very eager to enter into spiritual life. Like I think you were discussing the other day, this example of Giriraj Maharaj. He was taken to psychiatrist by his parents. And psychiatrist said, and we treat him, you know, what happened? Your son, something has gone wrong. And they spent hours with him and finally they come out. He's very seriously inflicted. If we stay with him, you will become Hare Krishnas. So they come out, you know. So disinterested in material enjoyment and attached to Krishna. That is initiation. Prabhupada also says in the purport, last 951 page, although they come from very wealthy families, many of them accept living conditions that are not very comfortable. Indeed, for Krishna's sake, they are prepared to accept any living conditions as long as they can live in the temple and associate with Vaishnavas. You see the next line? Yeah. See this slide. Quickly lose all material interest, eager to enter spiritual life. although coming from wealthy families, still accept unfavorable living conditions. How many examples we have in our society? Amazing comforts they are coming from. They never stepped out on the street, you know. In fact, they never stepped out of the street. From the home, they sit in the most opulent cars, and then they go and sit in another air-conditioned office or everything or whatever. Never stepped out. But still accept uncomfortable living conditions for the sake of Krishna. This is very interesting. If a devotee has not developed attachment to Krishna, if his spiritual thirst is not satisfied, he will always keep complaining. Why not this facility and why not that facility and why not that facility? That's why this is often seen, you know, especially those who are following renounce order, either brahmachari or sannyasis. It is often seen. If the hearing and chanting goes down, all the demands start coming up. You see, Gaudiya Math also initially, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I am leaving because many of my disciples are immature or something. I am leaving early before time. He left very early, he didn't live long actually. 1936 I think he left, 36 or something. He said, I am leaving early because the disciples are, so they are all fighting, you know, he said, there is a fire in the mud. Why? Because if the heart is not nourished with hearing and chanting, naturally one demands facility. As I discussed the other day, spiritual thirst is misrepresented by material thirst. One will always be hankering for basic urges of tongue, stomach, genitals, and one will be hankering for certain level fame, adoration, distinction. This is going to take place because spiritual thirst is not satisfied. Soul is hankering for that, and that is misrepresented by material thirst. We have seen on Ekadashi days, especially in religious fasting, without hearing chanting, very difficult to continue with service. Or even if that day you don't do, but somebody who is very poor in hearing chanting, he cannot continue those charities. Very difficult. Simple thing. It starts from tongue, and then all the urges become powerful. Vacho vegam, uncontrolled. Manasa vegam, uncontrolled. Jiva vegam, uncontrolled. Udara vegam, upastha vegam, it becomes uncontrolled. Only because of unsatisfied spiritual thirst. So first pour water on that fire of lust by thought vibration. So they are coming from a wealthy family, still they can accept uncomfortable because the spiritual thirst is satisfied by Śrīla Prabhupāda's presence or by the Vaiṣṇavas. Accept any living condition as long as live in temple and associated with Vaiṣṇavas. I remember Yadavar Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji were sharing this. In Calcutta they were living in the temple, and at one time they got so fed up because conditions of living are not so good, and living with so many devotees with different natures and everything they were explaining, you know. And they said that we wanted to move out of the temple, and we told to Prabhupada that we are getting this nice place. We will stay outside the temple and we will come and do our services. Prabhupada objected to that. He objected. He said, why you want to go outside the temple? Any living condition, as long as we live in the temple and associate with Vaiṣṇavas. That's an important point. So, this is the process of Diksha. Who is serious for Diksha? One who is prepared for austerity, celibacy and control of mind and body. So again, Diksha is not some formality or fashion. Austerity, celibacy and control. And desirous of spiritual entitlement. Tad vijnanartham tasmat guru prapatyate. These verses are quoted from the book only. But who is serious for Diksha? I think it's given here on page 52 only, the first paragraph talks about this. Tasmat guru prapatyate jigyasu shreha uttamam. So the second verse, Tasmat Guru Prapatyeta Jigyasu. Who comes to Guru? Who has spiritual jigyasa. And Uttamam. Which jigyasa? Which is beyond darkness. Uttamam. So it comes in the next slide. These two words are there, jigyasa and Uttamam. I just go to the next slide. Here. This is, yeah. Who should approach spiritual master? Jigyasa and Uttamam, inquiry about transcendent, beyond tamam, darkness, beyond darkness. If somebody is really interested to go out of this world, Then spiritual master, you should come to spiritual master. I remember in one purport in Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, they are sitting there, and when Shukadev Goswami Maharaj enters into the assembly, and Parikshit Maharaj is already sitting there, as soon as Shukadev Goswami enters, the whole scene appears as if a moon surrounded by stars. It's such a beautiful scene. And then it is described, the scene is beautiful because it is a moon surrounded by all the stars. Because outside, there are surrounding also not ordinary sages are there. Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, you know, Asita Deva, all these names are mentioned there. And in the middle, the moon is there. And under his lotus feet, who is sitting? Parikshit Maharaj. And there also some analogy is used, I don't remember. But it says, the best combination of spiritual master and disciple. Spiritual master who is going to speak the most nectarian essence of everything. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam. The ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge has come out. And Parikshit Maharaj has given up everything for what? To hear that. To hear that. One time Sri Prabhupada, his disciples are engaged all over, you know, cleaning the temple, doing services in Vrindavan. Prabhupada is telling, I have come here to speak and you are running around everywhere. We can employ people, but you sit and hear. Jigyasu, there is jigyasa, hearing. The greed for hearing. Laudalyam. So he says this, Sukadeva Goswami Parikshit Maharaj is sitting, so Prabhupada is writing there. One should not approach a spiritual master because it's just as a fashion, but with eagerness to hear. And then Prabhupada writes those beautiful purports about spiritual master and disciple. And he says, this is the last chapter of first canto. And he says, as soon as a spiritual master comes in your life, you should understand Krishna's special mercy has come into your life. And then he says, as soon as spiritual master has come into your life, your journey back to Godhead is confirmed. You're going back to Godhead. Please loudly chant, Hari Bol! Then he says, then I was thinking, wow, very good, now relax, huh? Then he said, but it all depends upon the sincerity of the disciple. I said, wow, Prabhupada, always you put a condition. Something you offer free of condition, you know. Conditions apply. Beautiful purport. You should read that, very nice. He says, it is the confirmation that as soon as spiritual master comes, the journey is confirmed. Then it says, who should not approach? One who does not follow the instruction. Not one who follows the instruction. There's a mistake here. One who does not follow the instruction to make a fashionable show, one inquisitive only of mundane subject matters. Like that. Like they came to Sri Prabhupada. Amazing. You went to America with just 40 rupees or how much? Something like 40 rupees, 60 rupees, I don't know. He says, you came back with millions of dollars. What a businessman. You should teach us the art of business, you know. Businessman. So, people get inquired. Sometimes people really get, you know. Sometimes you find some preachers, you know, they're very charming in personality. You know, they get attracted. What a speech, you know. That's the one thing I remember, you know. I was organizing a program somewhere in some college. And you know all this college crowd, young boys and girls. So they are all standing mixed together in one corner. And here the preacher in dhoti kurta is climbing the stairs. With a tilak mark, you know. Like recently I sent a mail to many people, you know. Preaching. I said, would you not like to decorate the unfortunate heads of... unfortunate heads of the people outside the world without tilak and kanti mala? With tilak and kanti mala. Tilak makes it very beautiful. So this devotee was really looking beautiful. And all these boys and girls were standing. And I was hearing. And they, wow, what a handsome preacher he is. That kind of comment comes, you know. And I was thinking, my God, just look at that is their, you know, level of attraction. And I was good, you know, at least some attraction, some appreciation is there. So inquisitive only of mundane subject matter. What is this? Something. Okay. So, who can become spiritual master? Who can become spiritual master? I don't know. So seek the association of Uttam Adhikari. Offers all one possession to him. Brahmachari begs arm and offers to him. So then do not imitate a Mahabhagavat without being self-realized. Neophyte or intermediate Vaishnava can also accept disciples, but insufficient guidance. So the whole point is, ideal spiritual master Uttam Adhikari. One will take shelter of, as long as the Madhyam Adhikari is under the shelter of Uttam Adhikari, he can guide us. But ultimately, it is the Uttam Adhikari who is going to elevate us beyond all, mundane platform. He can really elevate us to transcendence. Srila Prabhupada asked, who is better, Book Bhagavat or Person Bhagavat? He said, Person Bhagavat. Why? Book Bhagavat cannot hold your ears and twist it when you do things wrong. Person Bhagavat can come, hold your ears and correct you that this is not right. So everybody needs Book Bhagavat or Uttam Adhikari to guide us. So this is about text 5. Any questions? Anybody would like to say? Any realizations you'd like to share? How you got the association of Uttam Adhikari and how your life changed? Any examples on imitation of a Mahabhagavat without being self-realized? Like we have this Haridas Thakur and the snake charmer story. Haridas Thakur, by hearing the flute of the snake charmer, he immediately gets ecstatic symptoms and everybody starts appreciating. And the man standing next, he says, wow, this is great. He starts imitating. And everybody understands what he says. He starts beating him nicely. So do not imitate a Mahabhagavat without being self-realized. Okay, so we go ahead. So we go to the text 6. Just one second. Oh, there is something. Oh, the few other points. Okay, sorry. Few other points are also there. So you come to this section on holy name, yeah. So now the whole thing is taught on holy name. So there are several sections which taught about holy name, again, text 5. And from here it starts and then gradually it builds to text 7, which talks about holy name. Right? So we speak about holy name. So that is, you can open page 53, second paragraph. Chanting of the holy names of Krishna is so sublime that if one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly, he can certainly be gradually elevated to the point of understanding no difference between holy name and himself. Actually, this is about holy name, the only means to advance. Very sublime. What do we understand by sublime? We discussed the other day last week. Sublime means, why do you say it is sublime? Anybody like to share? Sublime. Why do you say a process is sublime? Blissful. That is another correct. Sublime and blissful, I would say. Like Prabhupada says, so simple and sublime. What is sublime? Transcendental. Transcendental, beyond, anything else?
Exalted.
Better word, something. No. What does sublime indicate in your life? Sublime. When you say something is very sublime. How does holy name indicate sublime in our life? Yeah, all this is right, but why? It is sublime because it is this and therefore it is ultimate, pure, transcendental and all what you are saying. But it is sublime, why? Okay, it is sublime, therefore it is more satisfactory, but why it is sublime? Why it is sublime? You just come in touch, it elevates you beyond your knowledge. I tell you, what is the sublime word comes from? Sublimation. I think I discussed previously, I don't know. Sublimation is some chemistry you use this word. Those who have some knowledge of science. Something, you know, from a solid state turns into gaseous state. So solid, when you heat, first liquid, then gas comes up. So without liquid, turns into gas. It's like you are elevated without your knowledge, like an elevator is there. You sit down without any effort, you go to the 50th floor, and when it's open, wow! So one comes in touch with holy name, after some time he realizes he has no interest in any other mundane things. So sublime, elevates without your knowledge. And therefore it is ultimate, it is pure, it is transcendental and everything.
A restless chanting can elevate one to the highest platform. And then we discussed already divisions based on faith in holy name. And Lord Chaitanya says how you recognize a Vaishnava. So these verses are given on page 54. Prabhu ko hi yaar mukhe suniye ek baar Krishna naam sahi pujya shreshth sabakar. So we also discussed this, our Govind Bhai's example in our temple. Chant, respect you, even once, word Krishna is the best man of all. One who takes interest and practices chanting, we offer them respect. For example, the English musician, who is this musician? In Prabhupada times? George Harrison. How he, through his songs he is preaching. Prabhupada says, on the other hand, so he is an English musician, on the other hand, we have contemporary devotees who do not chant Hare Krishna and they fall down. And so many examples, even initiated devotees, they are so attached to ritualistic smart mentality, they don't understand how holy name is so important. They will enter deeply into deity worship, hours of deity worship at home, 5-6 hours of deity worship at home. Chanting doesn't matter. Without Pancharatri ki formula of chanting holy name and Bhagavat katha, deity worship what it becomes? Because as I don't know, Prabhupada says the Bhakti Siddhanta double, Galagraha. What do you say? It is like, how do you say in English, Galagraha? Burden on the neck or something on shoulders, it becomes burden. So therefore, contemporary devotees, Prabhupada gives example, you know, in the purport, you see that 55th page, first paragraph, last line. 55th page. On the other hand, we have witnessed some of our contemporaries, supposed to be great preachers, have gradually fallen. They have failed to chant the holy name of the Lord. Like this one devotee arguing with Prabhupada. What about if somebody is very busy, he cannot chant the holy name? No, no, he should chant the holy name. No, but he's too busy, so many temple services. Still, he should try to take our time to chant. No, Prabhupada, but he's really so busy, he just cannot chant. Prabhupada said, shut off everything and chant the holy name. Right? Shut off everything and chant the holy name. We don't need anything else, holy name. This is another pastime, he says. Same conversation going on. He says, what about if somebody is so busy? No, somehow chant. Somehow chant. And finally he says, cut off your sleep but chant. Now, there's another conversation. So, contemporary devotees not chanting to them. Holy name gradually reveals everything to a faithful chanter. Faithful service begins with tongue. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Vedrayam Diva. Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivado. Sevan Mukhe. Service with the tongue. Holy name and prasad. How nice, you know. Chant and take prasad. This morning we had Japa Yagya. I don't know. I don't know about this. We had Japa Yagya for the development of youth preaching. So we introduced this Japa Yagya today and tomorrow we did 2 days. So we all sat together and they would have made big board, you know. Whoever comes, please pray only for youth development. That's all. So Japa Yagya on chanting together, praying, you know. And we wrote there, you know, if anybody falls sleepy, make sure you don't get up and start wandering around. Stand up at your place and chant. And then I wrote, only if it becomes really impossible. Unless it is impossible. Sometimes, you know, you are so sleepy while standing also, you are about to fall. Standing also, you are about to fall. So we did this yagya, and after yagya, I brought Mahaprasad. I said, so now this prasad is for everyone. After every yagya, we should have prasad. Like Bhagavad Gita says, yagya without distribution of prasad is in the mode of ignorance. Of course, holy name is never in the mode of ignorance. But faithful service begins with tongue. And then we have gradual realization of eternal relationship. Faith in holy name, we all discuss all this. So, we will not go. Text 6. So, are you with me? Everybody. Sorry if I bored you too much. It's 3 hours already. One more hour, we start it. If you are ready to tolerate, please chant Gauranga this time, loudly.
Gauranga!
Once more.
Gauranga!
Last time.
Gauranga!
Thank you very much. Text 6, so we will recite. Drishtaye Swabhava Janitaye Vapusascha Doshaye
Drishtaye Swabhava Janitaye Vapusascha Doshaye.
प्राकृतत्वमिह भक्त जनस्य पश्येत्। गङ्गामसान्न खलु बुधबुधफेन पङ्कज ब्रह्माद्रवत्वमिपगच्छति नीरधर्मये। Now, in Uttam Adhikari, so Uttam Adhikari is Nindadi Shunya Hidavipsita Sangha Lagda, his heart is free from criticism. So he will not criticize us, but we should not criticize him. Right? So he will not criticize us, but we come in connection, our housefly mentality sometimes comes up. So that is another thing. So anybody,
read the last question.
Being situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from a materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family. A body with a bad complexion, a deformed body, or a diseased or infirm body. According to ordinary vision, such imperfection may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee. But despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the waters of the Ganges, which sometimes during the rainy season are full of bubbles, foam and mud. The Ganges waters do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe in the Ganges without considering the condition of the water.
Nectar of instruction, the book itself is instruction. So sometimes while speaking, it may appear that I have an instructive tone. I'm sorry if it appears like that. Because the book itself talks about instructions. And many, many senior devotees are there. And I have no right to speak here that no offences and seven offences. Like I think I shared previously, I don't know. But Sukadeva Goswami was... Sukadeva Goswami is telling all the rishis, you know. Ahami Prishto Arremano Bhavadbir. He says, you are asking me to speak. All of you are rising suns. And what can I speak? I am like a small bird, you know, trying to touch the sky. How can I touch the sky? Or it's like you are offering lamp to a rising sun. How can you show? Still, because you have told me, I'm speaking. So, please accept whatever. Yeah. Forgive me if anything beyond my realizations. Okay, so here, if you look in the charts, there are seven. Okay, first we have warning. Guard against offenses. Uttam Adhikari will not criticize. One should not criticize Uttam Adhikari. Opposite should not criticize. And analogy of Ganges. This Ganges analogy, what is this analogy? Sometimes Ganges is full of bubble, foam, mud. One should not think to be contaminated. I always heard it till one time. I went to a place and I was told to take bath here. In Bombay, there is a place called as Banaganga. I don't know how many of you heard or seen of it. This place is supposed to be Ganges water coming out. There's a whole story that Ram came here, he shot an arrow into it and the whole water came up. It's a natural spring which comes and it's supposed to be Ganges water. And it's called as Banaganga. Bana means arrow, Ganga. Supposed to be very pure water. Many people do their, after the last rites, they come and consider it as a holy place. All the visarjan is done here. Even all the murtis, all the idols, all the deities which they worship on big festivals, they do the visarjan there in the waters. So, it's considered to be holy water. And it's clean, generally regularly clean. In 2 months of a certain, of the month, it is not clean. That is after rainy season something, during rainy season something. Nothing is done to that. And at the end, I think, it was all filled with fishes. One day I went, and the whole water, there was a layer of fishes. It's a huge pond, Very close to our temple, like 10 minutes from there. A whole layer of fishes. All life. Not dead, all life. It was amazing. I never saw a pond full of fishes on the layer. It was a whole, like a blanket of fishes on the top of it. And of course, course fishes are there, then also, but swan or duck, what is, both, right? Duck, swans, both are there. So they say the excreta is there, so it makes it smell foul, I don't know what. This, or maybe the fish die, that makes it so smelly. It's really smelling bad. And on top of that, all the mud and all the, you know, everything, foam, bubble, mud, whatever is written there, everything was seen there. Straw, and it was really dirty. And one devotee, he said, you enter, fishes will go away. But I can't enter into this water, this is smelling so bad. He said, Prabhu, 3 days back, you only gave me the lecture from Matthamapakachati Niradhar. What is that? Apakachati Niradhar. Yeah, Brahma Dravatvam. It is a pure spiritual quality. Brahma Dravatvam. Apakachati. You should not think there is some fault in that. Niradhar. This is pure water. I said, I cannot do that. I cannot do that. Another time I remember, we went to Vrinda, I was not there, some devotees went to Vrindavan and Bhagavan Maharaj was there. And this one devotee, he's from Delhi, he's not like a ISKCON sense devotee, but he is quite active in Krishna consciousness in certain other ways. Very nice person. He happened to be there. He is working very much for the development of Vrindavan. So he happened to be next to Bhagavan Maharaj. And they were excavating all the lost kunds, you know, different places. So they went to one place and this kund was extremely dirty. I don't know which all animals had passed through there. It was all dirty. So all the devotees went and this devotee told Maharaj, this is the importance of this kund. He told some pastime the story. And as soon as Maharaj heard the story, he went and he removed all the dirt which was there, unmentionable dirt. He took a whole handful of water. This is in ISKCON where you give bistrary water to all the sannyasis, you know. You take a whole handful of water and drink it. And he was shocked. He said, what are you doing, Maharaj? It is so dirty, you will fall sick. He said, you only told such exalted story. This is pure transcendental water. Who am I to drink it? And when I heard that story, I said, even regular kunds I can't drink like that. I feel 10 times before drinking water, you know. I feel okay. We have to honor, not just take it and put it on the head. In fact, I had one bottle of Radha Kunjal, somebody gave me. And I kept it in a cupboard and I forgot to actually honor it for a long time. And months passed by, almost a year passed by, it was there in the cupboard. Then I was thinking, if it had been fresh, I would have honored it. But now what to do? At the most, I can put it on the head, you know. So I kept it. I was so afraid of honoring. You know, so 1 year kept from a kund, you know, ordinary mundane vision, you may think, you know, I'm not so advanced to see, you know, Radha Kund's journey and getting ecstasy out of it. No, naturally, to be honest. And then I was keeping it, I thought, it's so offensive. So many lectures we hear and we give. Let me honor once. And I honored. It was so sweet water. As if sugar has been added. I don't know how it happened, but it was really sweet water. And then I kept honoring every day, I kept it in my cupboard. Because my tongue liked it. That is the only thing. But, so this point, analogy of Ganges, is that the first time I realized it's so difficult. So in Krishna consciousness movement, one's consciousness must change. It's a very grave subject matter. One's consciousness must change. Surrendered soul serves Krishna without material consideration. So why we wrote the write this line? Surrendered soul serves Krishna because this is the like barometer or the hallmark, how you recognize an Uttam Adhikari. So you do not see anything else. It's like Ganges is pure, you remove all the dirt or all the mud or all the whatever is there and you drink it. Similarly, externally one may see so many defects, but is surrendered soul without material consideration, he is a pure person. Sukadeva Goswami came out of his house walking in the forest. All the ladies and the children, they started throwing stones at him, started making fun of him. He's not even dressed. He's very beautiful, his beauty is described. He says, you know, Sukumar Pada Karoru Bahu Vamsha Kapoor Gatram. Vakshasam, Sukumara Pada, his hands and feet are so delicate.
Karoru, his hands, Uru, thighs, Bahu, his arms, Karoru, Bahu, Amsha, Kapola, Gatram, his forehead, his every Amsha, he's so beautiful. He says, Pitutanga, Vakshasam, Vali, Valgu, Dharamja, his belly folds are so nicely marked. His chest is broad. His neck is like a conch shell. Vikirna, Vaktar, Kesham. He says, his hairs are scattered all over his face. Curly hairs. And Shamam, something. He says, Shamam, Sadapivya. This Shamam, his color is like Krishna's color, Shamam. He's watching, walking, nobody can recognize who is he. But as so everybody is throwing stones, as soon as he entered the assembly of the sages, this is a very nice word used there, manogya, something. Those who are expert in the science of physiognomy, they could recognize. They immediately got up. Pratyuthaste munaya, they all got up. Immediately offered obeisances. Parikshit Maharaj offered full obeisances and surrendered. They could recognize who this person is. A conditioned soul cannot recognize an Uttam Adhikari. An Uttam Adhikari can realize Uttam Adhikari. Until he shows, we cannot see. Like I have experienced in our temple, sometimes many senior godbrothers of Prabhupada comes, of Prabhupada disciples, senior godbrothers Maharaj comes. And other Maharaj being Sunday feast, so we have like a big asana, you know, though we have seen like 5-6 people can sit there. And sometimes I was telling Maharaj one time, I said, some of these people, because they were not there in the moment, like I remember one Prabhupada disciple, he came and he was dressed in shirt trousers. He was not dressed, he had no tilak, he had a big beard grown, he had long hairs. And one of our Ramacharis was there, and Maharaj said, you know, Maharaj said, he is so and so. He told the name. It's really a famous name. In those times when Srila Prabhupada was there. And this devotee, Hare Krishna, thank you. You know, just Hare Krishna. Maharaj said, you know who is he? Offer him full obeisances. I'm telling you, from no angle, this person looked like a Vaishnava. From no angle. He said, offer full obeisances and take his dust on your head. And Maharaj took his head and touched to his feet. And he's really a senior Vaishnava. This Prabhu. So Maharaj took his head. So I was telling Maharaj, I said, so many people who were there in the moment of Srila Prabhupada, by looking them, I can never feel their Vaishnavas. And I, coming from a guest reception service, one of my service to take, saw all the senior people coming. I said, till somebody does not tell me who is he, what service he has performed. In some of them actually, you know, when they speak lecture also, their lecture is hardly even understand. So a new person when he will come, he will not value. And he will value someone who is giving very charismatic, good speech, public speaker, you know. But then, you know, this God does sit down there and Maharaj starts speaking. And one after another, start telling glories of this person. He is this, he is that, he has done that service. Prabhupada personally promised him, I will come to take you back to Godhead. And then immediately I just start going down, you know.
Okay.
I offer obeisances, you know. Immediately pour out to him. Give all 24 hours for his service. Go, what should we do, you know? Okay, tell me. Anything you want to eat, anything you want to buy, any expenses, I will take care. Whatever. But till somebody introduces, how will you understand? I remember Janani Vastu came first time. And first time, I saw him in my life. 10, 15 years back. And first time I saw, I didn't know anything about him. So then when he came, if you have heard his speech, at least for an Indian person to understand his speech is difficult. All these people who have British accent previously, of course now he's staying in India for a long time, British accent is very difficult to understand. At least I can't understand. I don't know what they speak, you know. Sometimes it's so difficult. So when he came, I could not understand what he was speaking. And all the devotees, you know, what a lecture, depth of realizations. I said, I was sleeping in the boat. I could not understand anything. Maharaj came and started glorifying him. One after another. Glorifying. He's like this. Bhakti Charu Maharaj sitting on one side, Radhananda Maharaj sitting on one side, he's sitting in the middle. Both of them glorifying him. And then my ears fully opened. Who this personality is? Then I gave my heart. Okay, I will serve.
So then I was telling Maharaj, I said, how do we know who is who? Unless all of you tell, you know each other's glories. You tell his glories, he tells your glories. Then we understand who is who. So therefore this point, you know, why I am telling this point, because this whole comes in the first paragraph where it says one cannot actually recognize till one is, some paragraph it comes, I don't know where, in the first chapter. So, first he places the standard, who is a devotee? Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyana anavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. So this is how one should recognize a devotee. He has no other desire. And how do we know he has no other desire? And the problem is, by external activities you can never know. There might be a pure devotee who is dealing with a lot of money. And there will be a pure devotee who doesn't know how to deal with money. We have Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen. And who is the other one whose finances he take care? Shivananda Sen was told to take care of his finances. Who is the other devotee? Anybody remembers from Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Shiva's
Pandit only, really? Shiva's Pandit, yeah.
Because he would not bother anything about money. So,
Shiva's Pandit.
I think so.
So, we have devotee expert, you know, in money dealing. And we have devotees who are like, we have like Sridhar Kola. What, he knows about money. Huh? Who is that? Yeah, Sridhar Kola. And Sridhar Kola. Yeah, Sridhar Kola. And this Shiva's Pandit, you know, or Shivananda Sen, Shiva's Pandit's account. So this point, you know, why I am raising this point, because intention is important and you may not know extension of outside activities. Like Gadadhara Pandit, you know, he mistakes Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He goes to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Pundarik Vidyanidhi is popular and living like a king and somebody is fanning and I think the girls are also dancing there or something. It's a overwhelming scene. What is this? And he's thinking, where is it? And then he starts, Mukunda starts reciting that verse, you know. What is that verse? Aho Vakiyam Sarkar Kutam. And here he comes in ecstasy. So the point is, intention is important, externals are not important. So therefore this verse holds value. That intention is important, externals are not important. So engagement in pure devotional service places one beyond all material contamination. I'm sorry, this translation is wrong. Do not copy this. Only the first line is important. This translation has been copied from 17.26 and the verse is supposed to be 14.26. Right. So verse is right, 14.26, but translation is of 17.26. So, engagement in pure devotional service places one beyond material contamination. That is 14.26. Right, only that much. I do not copy the translation below. Okay. So this is the quality of a devotee. So then we, unless one is actually a devotee, one cannot see another devotee perfectly. Right? So we discussed this already. Unless one is actually a devotee, one cannot see another devotee properly. So there are three types of vision. Means Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. So Kanishta sees, he doesn't behave properly. Madhyama, he has four ways. He respects the Lord, he friendship, he is merciful and he is avoids the envious. We read all this in text 5. And the last one is Uttama Adhikari. He respects every living entity. So guard against falling offenses. Now this is all there in your charts. All 7 points are there. If you see all the 7 boxes, everything is there. So I don't think there is much to add there, only 1 or 2 lines. Consider the main business of spiritual master, not criticize bodily defects, devotional service. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you know, in one of his writings, they do not criticize the devotee. I think it's there next. Okay, we'll come to that later. Somewhere comes a slide. But anyway, talking about this slide, not criticize bodily defects. I would like to read this from here. 61 page, last paragraph. No one should criticize the bodily defects of a pure devotee. If there are such defects, they should be overlooked. What should be taken into account is the spiritual master's main business is devotional service, pure service to the Lord. As given in Gita, Abhiches Sudhara Charo. Even if a devotee sometimes engages in abominable activities, he should be considered a sadhu. So it says, sadhur eva saha mantavya. So the words are used like this, eva, he must be, saha, he must be, and mantavya, it is even more emphatically. He must be, and he must be considered a sadhu even if he does abominable action. He is a sadhu. Why? Samyak vyavasito hi saha. What does it mean? Because he is properly engaged in his determination. He is trying to purify. Like Shri Prabhupada gives the example. Somebody sitting under a shower, you do not sit stand next to him and say, You are so dirty. Let him take bath peacefully. He's getting purified, no? You don't keep chastising him. Similarly, somebody has come to process, taking a shower, we don't say, you are dirty. He's getting cleansed. Birth may not be born in Goswami or Brahmana family. Goswami title is a monopoly of pure devotees. So Prabhupada's point is, somebody born in a Goswami family cannot claim that they were not born or not Vaishnavas. At the same time, somebody who was never born and became a sannyasi or became a Vaishnava, he cannot, you know, be proud that, just see, I'm not born but now I have title of Goswami. So and so Goswami. That kind should not be there. Of course, in this regard, you know, many like stories can be discussed. Like birth, you know, in Lord Chaitanya's time, Mr. Chaitanya Charitamrita, a few verses we will discuss. It's a short verse, we'll just quickly discuss this. So, in Lord Chaitanya's time, you know, they were criticizing. You know, they were saying, who can chant the holy name of the Lord? Ati bodo sukriti. Somebody is coming from a pious family. Snane rasamai. Only a time of taking bath, when you are taking bath in the river. Govinda pundrikaksham. Ati bodo sukriti. Snane rasamai. Govinda pundrikaksham. Something. He says, you can only chant the name of Govinda, Pundrikaksham, and not loudly in your mind. So this was the propaganda. So Lord Chaitanya came and said, no, you can chant holy name. We make it, you know, any birth, Haridas Thakur was given the Shraddha Patra for Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya's father, they were performing Shraddha, who was involved? Haridas Thakur. He's saying, why are you calling me? I am the lowborn. Instead of all the Brahmanas who know how to perform Yajna, thousands of Brahmanas who know how to perform Yajna, he is the best. Of thousands of Brahmanas who know how to perform Yajna, one who knows Vedas, Vedantis, he is the best. Of all the Brahmanas who knows Vedantis, who is a devotee of Vishnu, he is the best. And of thousands of devotees of Vishnu, devotee of Krishna is the topmost. So you are qualified to be the Shraddha Patra. Like that, you know, Haridas Thakur was. In fact, in this regard, so many people were criticizing Prabhupada, you know, why you made your Western disciples perform deity worship and you gave them sannyas. Bhakti Siddhanta was criticized. Why to give saffron cloth? Very much against. Why give saffron cloth? What is the history of saffron cloth? How the saffron cloth came into the Gaudiya Vaishnavism? Do you find anybody at the time of Lord Chaitanya using this? Not really. How this saffron cloth came up? So, at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, we know as this story, you know, all these Paramahamsas, there was a class called as Paramahamsas, wearing white cloth, living as Babaji's. But seeing them, everybody living as Babaji, everybody imitating them. Even those who are like breaking all the four principles, they dress like Babaji's in their mutt, maybe they sleep whole day, do whatever they want, you know, have illicit connections and claim it to be Babaji's. Bhaktisiddhanta realized, what is the defect? No accountability. There is no accountability. Who is ready to keep account? They don't have a temple commander, you know. Did you chant your rounds? Did you perform your services? Babaji's saying, no accountability. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, all my preachers produce saffron cloth. Why saffron? Distinguished from society, not to look beautiful. I remember the first time I wore saffron, you know. And my mother was always against, you know. He was saying, why? First time I wore saffron, I came to home, I went to Delhi. And as soon as I came down the station, my mother saw me. So nice dress, it looks so beautiful, you know. She has no understanding about saffron, you know, that time. She said, oh, this saffron looks so beautiful. The white dress, it gets so dirty. You don't wash it properly. Saffron is such a beautiful dress, you know. Previously, Gauranga Prabhu came to my home and he was in saffron, I was in white those days. Last time. And I remember as soon as she saw Chansi, your friend, he looks so good. And you, this horrible white dress, I don't like it at all. You don't even iron it properly. I said, Professor, you're not supposed to iron clothes. He said, no, you must iron it. I will wash all your clothes. I said, no, we should wash it. He said, no, I will wash it. She took all my clothes, she washed it and make it really white, use all the best detergents. And you know, then she's telling, next time you should look like him. I said, I can never look like him, but I tried. So then finally the day I got saffron, now you look like him. Really, she was so happy. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did not give saffron to make people very beautiful, you know. Saffron was given to increase accountability. All these Babaji staying in their huts and committing all nonsense. She said, come out and preach. Speak Krishna Katha and become accountable to the society. Like Prabhupada also writes, same mood. The duty of a renounced order is to contribute literary contribution. To make literary contribution. He mentions in 2nd canto, 3rd chapter somewhere. Literary contribution. So he brought them out. And that's why we see, you know. Om, what is that? Morning Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhams Paribrajakacharya. So there are four levels of sannyas. Kutichak. These four levels. Kutichak, Bahutak, and Paribrajakacharya and Paramhams. So once we have Kutichak. Who is Kutichak? Actually, I didn't understand. They call it sannyasi also, but it is said Kutichak sannyasi is just beginning renunciation. He stays with his wife outside his home and he depends upon the alms from the home. His home provides him. So previously he was staying in the home as the master of the home and providing, asking what he wants. But now he, Kutichak sannyasi, stays outside the home in a hut or in somewhere and beg alms. Then Bahudak, he travels and he depends on the society for the alms. He gives up his connection with the wife and travels and preaches. And Paramahamsa, beyond all these regulations. So, these four levels of sannyas, Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya and Paramahamsa. So actually, Parivrajakacharya is lower than Paramahamsa. Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur gave that designation to increase accountability. So, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. This point is there. So, birth was not the criteria. Right. So the criteria of upper training was there. And then we have jealousy.
So this is also there in the purport. You can just look here. This is page 63. Page 63, second paragraph. In the second half. Second paragraph, second half. This movement is meant for Paramahamsas who are completely free from jealousy. Whether born in a family of Goswamis or has title of Goswami awarded me. So Nirmat Saranam, that is free from jealousy or enviousness. Like that. So then envy leads to fall down from Paramahamsa platform. This is not weather, this is WHV. I hope it's understood. It's not weather, it is WHVT. So then material vision. Do not observe a pure devotee from external perspective. Understand how he is engaged in transcendental loving service. Like all the Prabhupada disciples came to meet him, I think in Mayapur. And they are all sitting in his room and all criticizing. Why you use title Prabhupada? That only belongs to our Guru Maharaj. Why you are using this title Prabhupada? Prabhupada in a minute takes out his letterhead. See, this is my letterhead. Where does it say Prabhupada? A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, that's all. It is my disciples who are calling my letter.
And then they are discussing, and Madhuti Mataji enters from outside. She has cooked something, or I don't know, serving some prasadam or water or something. And she is serving. She brought everything, kept everything, worked. And she goes out, Prabhupada says, just look at this Western lady. How cultured she has become now. She is serving so nicely, although bought from a Western background. She has surrendered her life. Is surrender our criteria or birth our criteria? Material vision our criteria. So it says, understand how he has engaged in transcendental loving service. So he appreciates that. So to think Krishna consciousness belongs to a certain section of people, devotee or Lord, devotees of Lord, for example, this neophyte God brothers. Like another place, you know, one of the Vrindavan temples, one, I don't know, Puri or Vrindavan, one disciple goes to Prabhupada, you know, and says, I went to the temple and you know that Goswamiji blessed me. You serve all these years in ISKCON and when you go next birth, you take in Goswami family. Prabhupada says, go and tell him, you serve all the years in Goswami family, next birth you take as a hippie in the West and get a chance to preach in ISKCON movement. So he was really, you know, becoming a hippie in the West. So that was his material vision, you know. That was like to check on a material vision. In the chart, if you see, on the chart, you know, I have this chart displayed here, but you have this chart. Under material vision, you can see, not observe actions of pure devotees from material perspective, should see how he is serving. What is the origin of external vision? We think Krishna consciousness is limited to certain section of people, certain section of devotees, certain tract of land. Like another thing, you know, one devotee was sitting and chanting with his left hand. With his left hand. So, you never chant with left hand, right? You chant with right hand. He's standing, he's covered with shawl, you know. And one of our devotees went there and he was thinking, my God, he has no culture also. This is very interesting. When you go to other places, it's not tendency to find faults more than good things. You know, in our temple, we follow like this. Why they don't follow like this? When I first time started traveling to other temples, you know, one of our presidents told that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj or Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he told one time when he came to our temple. He said, when you go to other temple, at least learn one good thing from there and come back. Do not go and start saying, oh, we are doing like this, why you don't do like this? You don't know what the standards are? So he told us like that. He said, always pick up the good things and learn to apply in your temple. Right? So this devotee, you know, sitting and chanting, and our devotee visits this temple and is wondering why he's chanting with that hand. Maybe they are not taught proper culture, you know. And suddenly his shawl falls off and he realizes he doesn't have a right hand. This is the only hand he has, left hand. So he's chanting with that. So many things, you know. Indian devotees sometimes really get disturbed by people from the West, you know, the kind of dress they wear and the kind of talks they do. It's different. But we don't understand many, many things which come along with the body. Like sometimes using goggles, you know. People become really, in India, you know, they become really disturbed. Why use goggles outside, especially brahmacharya, sannyasis? But then I was talking to someone and he was telling me his problem. It may not be everybody's problem, but he was telling his problem. He said, some of these people, they need so much goggles to protect because they cannot handle the sun of your country. They cannot handle this. You know, the sun is so strong, they need this. Like, so some devotees really get disturbed about these things. So one of our devotees was telling, he said, when all the Western devotees used to come to India, and he would always feel, why they are not doing this and not doing that and not doing that. First time when he went to the West, he went outside, he went to America, London, he saw and he was amazed, my God, how difficult for these people to come and stay in India. How austere it is. First of all, he found so austere staying in other countries. Then he realized how important it is to take care of the guests. I was taking care of the guests, so when I was coming here, so one of the senior members, you know, senior Mataji is telling me that, yes, good, you are going out. Now you must go out. All these years I wanted to send you out and learn how to serve a guest. When you go out and see how difficult it becomes in another country. And then you understand how much care should be taken for the guest. I said, yes, I needed to do this many years back, but anyway, I'm doing it now. going and learning.
So many times you go to other place, you realize what problems they go through, and then you know. So certain tract of land, if you see in this chart, certain section of people, certain section of devotees, certain tract of land, put your foot into their shoes and see what it is. So like that. And then finally, last three we have, to subject a pure devotee to disciplinary action. Like Srila Prabhupada sitting in Vrindavan giving initiations, and inside I think one of the Maharajas is cooking, I forgot his name, one of his disciples is cooking in the kitchen, and Srila Prabhupada is giving initiations. So one devotee is assisting this sannyasi cooking, and he says, I want to go and see outside what diksha is. He says, go ahead, see quickly and come back. He goes out, he's standing there, he's watching the whole diksha ceremony, and suddenly Prabhupada calls him. Come here, who are you, what's your name, what are you doing? Something he asks him, introduction. And they say, you want initiation? He was just a new person, walked into the temple a few days back, he has a very bad background, and he says, you want initiation? And immediately Prabhupada says, okay, you know, he initiates him. He says, your name is, you know, this Prabhu, Haridas Prabhu, you know Haridas Prabhu. Our, in India, it is called television, you know, Haridas Prabhu. Your name is Haridas. And he sends him back in the kitchen. And he goes to the kitchen, and this devotee, why you spent so much time? Where were you? Oh, I got initiated. I got initiated, Haridas Prabhu. Can you imagine? He said, initiated? We didn't recommend, we didn't, you know, took any exam from you. How Prabhupada can give initiation without recommendation? And he's getting really, you know, he blew up, you know. How can Prabhupada give initiation without our recommendation? Come on, spiritual master, disciple, who the hell are you will come in between, you know? Subjecting to disciplinary action. Okay, now we have control over Uttam Adhikari. Another devotee, you know, in Prabhupada's room, he's so, you know, this one Prithu Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, he's telling me, he said one time he was standing outside Prabhupada's room, and I may not tell you the name, one of Prabhupada's disciples is sitting in the room, and Prabhupada is yelling at him, that why you did like this, this is absolutely improper management. And instead of hearing, he shouts back, who the hell are you to tell me? You never manage, you keep sitting in your room and giving orders. We have to execute the whole thing. We have to handle this whole BBT. And you are telling me to manage. You never come into the management, sitting in the office and giving orders. And they are yelling each other and having these arguments. And Prabhupada, as they say, you know, Prabhupada turns red and his lip is trembling, you know, as you always heard, you know, Prabhupada, many disciples, they say, he's really trembling his whole body and he's so much angry. He says, get out, take him out of this place. I think he was cooking for Prabhupada. I said, I don't want to eat anything from his hand. Whatever he cooks is poison. I don't want to even look at his face. He's so angry. So we have seen such cases, you know, managers really going into their, you know, management going into the head and then dealing with spiritual master, very difficult. So disciplinary action. And then we have to advise or to correct. Anybody remembers any other pastime? Can share? Otherwise, I'll just read to before ending, just three quotations from Chaitanya Charitamrita before we conclude for the day. Anybody would like to share any personal or some which you have seen, advising, correcting? You cannot give advice, you cannot correct. You know, Prithu Maharaj, not the our Prithu Prabhu, Prithu Maharaj in Bhagavatam. Prithu Maharaj in Bhagavatam, if you see, when he becomes the king, and this kingdom is all given by Brahmanas to him. If you remember the story, Anga is there, Vena is there, his son, and Vena's son is Prithu. So there, Vena is finished, and then with the thighs of Vena, I think it churned out, and the Prithu and Archi, right, is born. So Prithu Maharaj is telling Brahmanas, what can I offer you? It's a whole nice, very beautiful discussion on Vaishnava principles. Very beautiful, but I don't remember exactly. But one point I remember, it clearly stands out in that. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are beyond the subject of all rules and regulations. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are beyond subject of rules and regulations.
I said, wow, that's interesting. I mean, how can you manage an ISKCON society where everybody is a Brahman and a Vaishnava? Isn't it very difficult? But it goes to that extent. Yes, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are beyond rules and regulations. So one has to be careful while dealing with Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Okay, then here some quotes. Is this the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, from this Adi Leela, 15th chapter, we have 22nd verse. Mm-hmm. Now Lord Chaitanya's pastime, if you see, very difficult to understand at times. Like one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate betel nut offered to the deity and they acted as intoxicant and he fell down to the ground unconscious. In our temple we have this paan offered, you know, here also you have paan, paan you understand, paan we offer to the Lord. And some of the brahmacharis previously, you know, they used to add the habit of paan, you know. So this paan is not intoxicant, you know, in India, I don't know here, this paan is also eaten as a like a digestive after the food, you know. It doesn't have any intoxicant bitter, it is very sweet paan, like we call it children's paan, you know, very nice. So here, yeah, you know, so they was always feel, you know, we wish we can also eat this paan, but it is intoxicant, it was so tasty, you know. So it says, eight betel nuts offered to the deity and acted as intoxicant and fell down on the ground unconscious. Anyway, like this, there are so many pastimes, but in the 22nd verse of 15th chapter Adi Leela, it says, in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed various pastimes, but why he did so, I cannot understand. Right? As we discussed other day, the difference between etiquette and efficiency. Sometimes many activities of Vaishnavas we just can't understand. The only option we have is etiquette. Okay, go down. That's all. You can understand logically why he is doing what he is doing. Prabhupada writes a nice purport. He says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees who come to this world are executing a mission. And sometimes they act in a way that it is very difficult to understand. And of course, the famous verse he quotes, Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra Vigena Bhujaya. Even if one is very learned and intelligent scholar, he cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. That's what Brahmaji said, Jnana Prayasa Udapasya. I give up all my endeavor of intellect. A Vaishnava accepts anything favorable for executing a mission. But foolish person not knowing the purpose of such exalted Vaishnava indulges in criticizing them. That is forbidden. Since no one can understand what a Vaishnava does for the purpose of executing his mission, to criticize such a Vaishnava is the offense. Example, Sri Prabhupada conducting marriage ceremonies, giving sannyas to Westerners, giving Gayatri to women, all these things were never heard of. But Prabhupada says all these neophyte god brothers are criticizing. They do not know Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Dara Parvartan. The very fact he is doing so much service, Krishna has blessed him. So accept whatever comes along with that. Krishna has blessed him. So like that. This is one like barometer or what you say, the way you judge Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Dara Parvartan. Without Krishna's blessing, one cannot transform. Another one is Antya Leela, chapter 4, verse 191. Prabhu ko he Vaishnava deha, prakrita ka bhunaya, aprakrita deha bhaktira chidananda amaya. This is in regard to when Sanatana Goswami, his body is full of boils and he doesn't want Lord Chaitanya to embrace. And every time he comes from Lord Chaitanya embraces him. And he gets, you know, why? And at one point he is telling Haridas Thakur, better I commit suicide. I finish my life, you know. I don't have the body, then I don't have to suffer all this. And this Karma Lord Chaitanya comes to know. And that time he is glorified. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to convince Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami that a devotee whose life is dedicated to service of the Lord is never in the material conception. Because he always engages in the service of the Lord, his body is transcendental and full of spiritual bliss. One should never consider his body material, just as one should never consider deity to be made of stone or wood.
Padma Puran, Archya Vishnu Shila Dhir Guru Shunar Matir Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. That person is a resident of hell who considers deity to be stone or wood, spiritual master as ordinary man, and thinks the body of a Vaishnava, fully dedicated to service of the Lord, belongs to material modes of nature. And he goes to the extent that he says, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the body of Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is one of the associates of the Lord, there could not be any bad odor. Now can you imagine boils? What boils give? Bad odor, right? Apparently. But here he says, on the first day I embraced Sanatana Goswami, I smelled the aroma of Chatusama. That is a mixture of sandalwood pulp, camphor, aguru and musk. A mixture of sandalwood pulp coming out of the boils. That's like, an associate of the Lord is one whose body is fully engaged in service of the Lord. A materialist might see Sanatana Goswami's body as full of itching sores that exude foul moisture and a bad smell. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, said aroma of his body was an excellent scent of a mixture of sandalwood pulp, camphor, musk and aguru. In the Garuda Puran, this mixture which is called Chatusama is described as follows. 2 parts of musk, 4 parts of sandalwood, 3 parts of aguru or saffron and 1 part of camphor. Mixed together, that aroma is very pleasing. So like that, that's Sanatana Goswami's body is spiritual, he is making this point. And if one does not take care of this, sorry, that is the tomorrow's words, the last box if you see in the charts, effect is very obstructive and dangerous. Intelligence gets covered with ignorance. And we have seen so many devotees. They were practicing Krishna consciousness and one day suddenly they move out. And you are wondering what happened? The level of offenses went very high. Intelligence gets covered. You explain them everything and nothing enters the head. Don't leave, do not please, we will take care of you, this, that. Nothing enters the head. Offenses have gone. I'm sure you must have experienced, many of you, in seeing devotees leaving sometimes. And actually, Prabhupada's 2 stories which I heard about this issue. Nitai Das, one of the devotees who was a big scholar in Vrindavan, studying Shastras, he was going to all different temples, hearing all the lectures of all the other people. Prabhupada was very angry. Prabhupada said, if he wants to study, stay in ISKCON. Give lectures in our ISKCON temple. Why he has to go out? He was not hearing. He really wanted to study other scriptures. He came to Prabhupada, he said, I want to go out and study. Prabhupada wanted him to stay. And then after a few months, one of the devotees, when he was distributing books in the trains on the Mathura station, he found him sitting in the train and he asked Nitai Das that, where are you going? What happened? He said, oh good, you came. I have here some thousands of rupees. He said, take these thousands of rupees, this belongs to BBT and I am going to do my higher studies. I don't know where he went, something. So when this devotee came to Prabhupada and told him, Nitai Das has left. And Prabhupada said, he has not left. Govindev has kicked him out of Vrindavan. Because he was committing all this stuff. He was not hearing, he was disobeying the orders. But at least he was saved from taking away Krishna's money. And now I think he has a website, he's somewhere in New York, he runs a whole society and in the website he writes, you know, that Krishna is a concept, you know, something, one of the concept. He doesn't actually chant Hare Krishna. So that is another example comes Pushottam Das, you know, Pushottam, he initial disciples, I think Prabhupada is sitting in UK, in London, and they are also the moon landing episode is going on. Prabhupada is watching on television. This is absolutely fake, hoax, this is cheating. They never went to the moon. And he's getting bewildered because the whole world is talking about it. Moon landing episode. And he cannot believe it. Prabhupada is really heavy. And Prabhupada was at times really heavy. He didn't care, you know, about criticism. And suddenly the inside, I think in the kitchen something happens, the cooker explodes or something and he goes inside and suddenly his face has become all black and he comes out and Prabhupada says, just see, Pushottam is just coming back from moon. So Prabhupada could sense, you know, that Pushottam has developed that, lack of faith, he has lost his faith in me, he has a very offensive,
So then he said, Prabhupada, I want to leave. I cannot stay here any longer. Prabhupada gave him money. He said, you take this money to travel and you can send it back. And he left the money. So he was very heavy on that. So that is obstructive and dangerous for Krishna consciousness movement.
What is the time now?
If you give me 5 minutes, I want to share on bhajan with you. 5 minutes. Now this bhajan, I don't think you have in your song books, but this is a nice bhajan. I'll read it out. This is a song. I don't know how many of you have heard this. This is by Devaki Nandan Das Thakur. You have heard the song Vrindavan Vasi Jato. How many of you have heard? Vrindavan Vasi Jato Vaishnavera Gan. So this is a song. If you know in Gauralila, at one time, I think Gopal Chapal, you see, he offends, you know, Srivas Thakur. And when he offends, later on, when he's forgiven, he gets initiated and then he becomes Devaki Nandan Das Thakur. And then he offers yogi services to all the Vaishnavas whom he might have offended. Offended, not offended, whatever. He becomes like, you know, anybody in future, in past, in now America, Australia, Africa, London, any Vaishnava, if I have offended, please forgive. You know, he's like going like that. I said, Vrindavana Vasi Jato Vaishnavira Gan Prathami Vandana Kuri Sabara Charan Nirachala Vasi Jato Mahaprabhur Gan Bhumi De Podiya Vandana Sabara Charan. Would you like to follow if I sing? Can you do that? I don't know. One line. Difficult. So I'll just speak the meaning, okay? I'll just sing little bit and sing the meaning. Navadvip Vasi Jato Mahaprabhur Bhakta Sabara Charana Vandan Haya Anurakta. At least you can clap, right? Mahaprabhur Bhakta Jata Gaura Deshe Sthiti Sabara Charana Vandan Koriya Pranati Vrindavana Vasi Jata Vaishnavira Gan First of all, I offer glorifications to the feet of all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, praising all the Mahaprabhu's Nilachal associates, Charanathpuri. I prostrate at their feet. I pray for loving attachment to the lotus feet of Navadvip Bhakta. So Vrindavan is covered, Nilachal is covered, Navadvip is covered. I offer pranams at the feet of Gaurudesha. The Bangal is also covered. Gaurudesha devotees.
Jai deshe jai daishe vese gaurangira gaan Urdhva kahu kori vandan sabara charan Hari achin hi bena prabhur jata das Sabara charan vandan dante kari khas Brahma gata rita shakti dhare jane jane Veda Purana Guna Gaye Jivashine Mahaprabhu Gana Jab Patita Pavan Pai Lobhe Mui Papi Loi Nusharan.
With upraised arms, I pray to the feet of all Gaurangas Bhaktas. So Navadvip is over, Nilachal is over, Vrindavan is over, Bengal is over. Now all Gauranga Bhaktas. So let's raise our hands. In whichever country they may reside. Jai Deshe, Jai Deshe, whichever country. Huh? KL, Penang, I don't know which one places are there. Malaysia. What else we have? I don't know. Okay then. Hai Achin, Hai Pain. And not only, okay, now, in the past who have been and in the future who will come. Hai Achin, Hai Pain, Prabhu Jata Das. It's like, you know, Hindi they say, Doodh ka jala chhas bhi phook phook kar bhi kar. Somebody has once been burnt by milk, even buttermilk while drinking, you know, you do like that, you know. Maybe it is hot, you know, because it was burnt. So he offended one Vaishnava, he suffered so much. Now he is just going into excess. There. I offer obeisances. Never offend again. I will never do this mistake again. I suffered a lot. Then he says, holding a straw in my teeth, I submit at the feet of all the servants that were or that will be. I have heard their glorification in the Vedas and Purans, which proclaim that each one of his devotees has Shakti to deliver an entire universe.
Brahmanata rita shakti rejane jane Deveda purana guna gaye jivashune.
He says, I have come with great eagerness to surrender to Mahaprabhu Bhaktas who are Patita Pavan.
Vandana ko rite mui prato shakti dhari tamo buddhi dosh mui dhamma matra bari prathapi bhuker bhakya manira ulas dosh shami mo adhame goro nijada sarva vancha siddhi hoye yama bandha shude jagate durlabh hoya prema dhana lude manira vasana purna ajirat hoye Devaki Nandana Dasa Hira Bhakya.
What power, now finally he says, humble mood, what power do I have to glorify Vaishnavas? But out of my ignorance, tamo buddhi, my buddhi is tamo, in ignorance, and unmitigating pride, how much pride I have, dhamma, it becomes so difficult to surrender to Vaishnavas. Anyway, I do glorify them, thinking myself so unqualified. Still, I will do to my best of attempt. As today I gave class on last three verses. Even though I am dumb and unable to express their greatness, still my heart is joyful to my great good fortune that Vaishnavas accept me as their own and Sri Gurudev has given me Harinam full of blissful pastimes. See, this is different. Complicated devotee and simple devotee. Complicated devotee, he gives some service, he will think, why only me? Nobody else was available? Maybe I am not so qualified, they got the best service, I didn't got. This happens sometimes, anybody has experienced somewhere. Why? I have, my name is chosen. Maybe I am the best one, you know. Either I am the best one, or sometimes, why is calling me like this, you know? He considers me as his property or what? I am his property or what? What does he think, you know? And simple devotee, any service? So, you consider me as your own. Thank you very much. You know, he's like, so that's why bhakti is so simple that one can have bliss here. So he says, what is the verse here? Yeah, Vaishnavas accepted me as their own. Gurudev has given me Harinam. Forgive the faults of this fallen soul and make me your servant. Like Jananivas Prabhu is telling us in the lecture, he said, what do you want? Now you have Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Guru has given everything to you. Why is always troubling Guru, you know? I will talk to you, I want something. What do you want? He has given everything. Now Holy Name will reveal everything. So we wrote, Prabhu, that is too high. It's very undigestible, you know. We need guidance. What guidance you need? You have Holy Name. Krishna has, Guru has given you Sambandha Gyan. Now you develop it. So he says, Guru has given me Holy Name. They award the perfection of all desires, including freedom from death, and even the rarest treasure not found in this world, prema. All of one's pure heartfelt desires will be fulfilled without delay. Devaki Nandan Das, intensely eager for this, glorifies and prays to the Vaishnava.
Vrindavan Vasiyato Vaishnavera Gaan Pratham Vandana Kuri Sabara Charan Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Shri Vaishnava Thakur Ki All of your satsang ki jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai Samageta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Hare Krishna. So tomorrow is what time? 8:30 or 9?
9 to 11, 12 to 1.
3 hours. So small 2 verses. Maybe we'll finish even faster. It's 2 verses.